My name is Teddy, and you're listening to Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy. I'm using the Ascension Press Great Adventure Kids Catholic Bible Chronicles. The use of the Catholic Bible Chronicles has been granted by Ascension. You can find it online at their website, ascensionpress.com. This podcast is a production of Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy, and is not reviewed or endorsed by Ascension. We'll begin with an opening prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us the strength and ability to enjoy your creation around us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining me today on our 20th episode together. Today we will read the story Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers. It is based on Genesis chapter 37. Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers. Joseph was the favorite son of Jacob of Israel. Joseph was the second from the youngest, and he and his younger brother Benjamin were the sons of Rachel, the wife Israel loved best. Israel favored Joseph so much that he gave him a beautiful special coat, a long robe with sleeves. Joseph's older brothers didn't think much of this. They were already jealous of Joseph, and Israel's gift made them angry. When Joseph started telling them about his dreams, they grew angrier still. For Joseph had a gift. He experienced prophetic dreams, and he was able to understand what these dreams were, telling him about the present and the future. When he was 17 years old, Joseph told his brothers about one of these dreams. In it, they were all binding sheaves of wheat in a field. With all of a sudden, Joseph's sheaf stood up by itself, and all of his brothers' sheaves bowed down to his. This wasn't all. Later, Joseph told his already enraged brothers about yet another dream, that the sun, the moon, and 11 stars were all bowing down to him, Joseph. This time, his father Israel was listening too, and he scolded him. What a ridiculous dream that in this time when the older members of a family were the most honored, one of the youngest would image all of the others bowing down to him. Israel's family was very large, and he grown very wealthy, with countless flocks to take care of. His sons cared for the flocks, and to do so, they would lead them far away from the family's tents, seeking food and water for the sheep and goats. They're often gone for days at a time. One day, Israel called Joseph to him with a mission. His brothers had taken the flocks to Shechem, and Israel told Joseph to go find them. Make sure they were safe and all was well, and report back. Joseph set out for and eventually found his brothers near a place called Dothan. They saw him coming from a distance. Their least favorite brother, "Here comes the dreamer," they said, and they decided that here, far away from home, was the perfect place to do something terrible and not be found out. They would kill Joseph. They'd tell their father a wild animal had eaten him. "We shall see what will become of his dreams," they said. But Reuben, the oldest son, stopped them. It was wrong to shed blood. He suggested instead that they simply throw him into a pit where he'd got he got to them, and Reuben placed plan to rescue him, then get him back to Israel. Joseph arrived. They tossed him into a dry hole in the ground, deep for him to escape, and they sat down to eat a meal. While they were eating, a caravan of foreigners approached them through the wilderness. The brother named Judah had an idea. He pointed out that killing Joseph wouldn't bring them any profit and might hurt them. Why not sell him to these traitors? They would get Joseph out of their lives, but they wouldn't have blood on their hands. They wouldn't be guilty of murder, at least. And so for 20 pieces of silver, they sold their brother to the traitors. And off Joseph went to Egypt. But what to tell their father? A lie, of course. The beautiful robe with sleeves that Israel had given Joseph had been left behind. The brothers killed a goat, dipped the robe in the blood, and returned to Israel, showing him the robe. What else was Israel to think but that his favorite son had been killed? Israel grieved in the way that people did then. He tore his own robes and wore sackcloth instead and mourned for days. No one could comfort him in his sorrow. Israel was grieved that he would never see his beloved son again. There was no way for Israel to know that his sons had lied to him. There was no way for him to know that down in Egypt, far away, Joseph was now a slave in the household of a man named Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, the leader of the great kingdom of Egypt. Joseph had been betrayed and humiliated. He had been left for dead, and his brothers hoped forgotten. But down in Egypt, Joseph had survived. The dreamer lived. This is quite exciting. Joseph had a prophetic gift from God. He was able to understand and explain people's dreams. Joseph's brothers disliked how much their father, Israel, loved him so much. They came up with a plan to get rid of him. At first, they thought they would kill him and tell their father that a beast killed him. Judah stopped them from killing him and had a different plan. Put him into a pit that was too high for Joseph to climb out of. They saw a traitor and sold him into slavery. To trick their father, they dipped his robe in the blood of a goat and showed it to Israel. Saying that a wild beast killed Joseph, Joseph was taken to Egypt, but his fathers thought he was dead. Sometimes we can be jealous and think bad things about people because they seem to be better at something than us. We can also be upset when someone gets something that we would like to have. This reminds me of a time my friend Aiden got a new TV for his video games, and I was upset that I did not have one. Instead of being thankful for the things I have, I was jealous. God wants us to be happy for other people when good things happen to them and thankful for the blessings we have. Next time we will be reading Joseph Saves His Family in Egypt. Thanks for listening and praying with me today in Kids Bible in a Year with Teddy podcast. Make sure you smash that subscribe button so you can join me next time.